Nolte, Democrat War on Children Explodes Overdose Deaths, Suicide Attempts. By John Nolte on February 14, 2023. Overdose deaths more than doubled between 2019 and 2021 for those aged 10 to 19. Suicide attempts by the young jumped by 40% between 2019 and 2021. The Democrats are winning their war on children. Here are the numbers on drug overdoses. Median monthly overdose deaths among persons aged 10 to 19 years. Adolescents, increased 109% from July to December 2019 to July to December 2021. Deaths involving illicitly manufactured fentanyls, IMFs, increased 182%. Approximately 90% of deaths involved opioids and 84% involved IMFs. Counterfeit pills were present in nearly 25% of deaths. Two-thirds of decedents had one or more potential bystanders present, but most provided no overdose response. Approximately 41% of decedents had evidence of mental health conditions or treatment. Here are the numbers on suicide attempts. Compared to other age groups, children and adolescents had 7 times the rate of increase in suicide ideation, 21% versus 3%, and 6 times the rate of increase in suicide attempts, 26% versus an average of 4%, from 2020 to 2021. In addition, they were the only age group that showed a rise in suicide attempts from 2019 to 2020, with a cumulative jump of 39% from 2019 to 2021, compared to a 2% increase among those aged 18 to 25 and 3% increase among those aged 26 and older. Powerline first brought these two statistics together and asked, why do liberals hate children? The last few years have been brutal for young people. Schools closed and activities shut down because of COVID. Widely available fentanyl due largely to our open southern border. Constant racial attacks, especially on white kids. Bizarre gender confusion, and hysteria over global warming have had devastating effects. No wonder suicide, depression and overdose deaths are spiking. No reasonable person can look at these numbers and come to any conclusion other than the left's war on children is succeeding. His fraudulency Joe Biden has opened the border to the poison of fentanyl. The demonic and scientifically unnecessary school closures ripped from children the two most important things to their development, structure and socialization. We're teaching white kids that the color of their skin makes them guilty and evil. Educators, the corporate media, and pop culture are lying to them about the imminent death of the planet. On top of all that, they are being bullied and propagandized with lies about gender roles. The only thing I would add to Powerline's summary is that instead of telling the truth to children about them being a blessing, they are being portrayed as an inconvenience and obstruction to happiness with garbage like this. Finally, there's the godlessness of our culture. When you remove God from the equation, you remove hope. Believing in God is not just about believing in an afterlife. It's having faith that someday there will be true justice. I cannot imagine the despair of living without that belief. When you look at the world, and its injustice, all the liars who succeed, all the evil portrayed as good. Don't get me wrong, believing in an ultimate justice is a double-edged sword. I will also be judged, which can be a terrifying thought. And so, in place of God, we give the kids social media. In the place of poetry, we give them talking points. In the place of the boredom that facilitates inspiration, ideas, and circumspection, we give them 24/7 stimulation. Also worth expounding on is how the left deliberately confuses gender roles. This removes a key ingredient to happiness, and that's finding your place in the world. Again, I don't want to generalize, but most of us find being handed a role in life rather comforting. Oh, here's what I'm supposed to do. These are my goals. This is how I'm supposed to behave and who I'm supposed to be. The woman's role is to nurture, make a home, support her husband, and love her children unconditionally. The man's job is to provide, protect, and guide his children, sometimes with discipline. Again, I don't want to be attacked as some sort of chauvinist. I believe people, men and women, should be allowed to live whatever lives they want to live. If I were king, that would be the law. But, and this is important because human nature is human nature, those roles are a crucial starting point, a fallback position available to everyone, a safe zone that is always there. Well, look around. We're telling women to act like men and men to act like women. We're calling women who wish to be homemakers sellouts and men who wish to protect and provide toxic. If nothing else, through gender roles that have been around for millions of years, a boy and girl could always say, "This is what I'm supposed to be. This is where I belong." Unfortunately, that safety net is gone now. And the children are lost in the world telling them their human nature is problematic. There is no God, the planet is doomed, and they are a burden. Not only to their parents but to the planet. We're basically telling kids they're a virus. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.